If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Hey, this is the time of year everybody's getting their power washers out, Lou. How much caution should you take if you're trying to get that green stuff off the north side of your house?
Well, I think a pressure washer, you know, if you've ever used one, is one of these awesome tools that once you get started, you're going to want to do all the neighbors and, you know, you just can't
I know.
But it's a super powerful tool. I mean, there are some that aren't, but, you know, if you have something that's about 3,000 PSI or so, which is between 2,200 and 3,000 PSI is a really good, high-quality homeowner type of tool. And you just have to be careful because if you get too close and you have the wrong tip, you definitely want to, many times the tips are replaceable, and there's a fan tip, typically 20 degrees, 30 degrees, something like that. If you get too close, you're going to puncture and damage. You could damage the siding. You could damage the decking. You could damage the concrete. So take your time, kind of get the flow of how close you need to be, and it'll do a great job of getting rid of all that stuff.
And don't wear flip-flops.
Don't wear flip-flops, right, exactly.
On your spring checklist, I missed it that morning. Did you cover pests? Because this is the moment that they're all coming in. I've already had ants on the counter. People text in and said we got box elders and those darn what look to be ladybugs that you just they want out. There's just too many to try and help get out the window.
Yeah, you know, that we're going to start to get a bunch of the things about the ants and the bugs. I mean, you know, the bottom line is we have to always remember we're living in their world. And we build these houses and we have food sources inside. And so it starts with being as clean as possible and not providing any food sources for any kind of pests coming into the house. But as the soil temperature warms up, these bugs become more active. And so, you know, there are they're repellents and they're also baits for ants and other bugs that you can sprinkle around. Bionide makes one called Revenge, which is a really good thing to put around the perimeter of your home where the dirt meets the foundation wall, where there's mulch, things like that. It activates with water, so a little bit of moisture on the ground will activate it in a little rain like we're getting today. But then on the inside, you want to make sure it's as clean as possible and then use indoor sprays and or repellents. And, you know, quite possibly you're just going to have to keep applying until you get it under control.
And the stuff that you said to put outside, is that safe for pets?
It is. I mean, if you're talking about the Bionide Revenge product, it is a granule. And I can't 100% tell you it's safe for pets, but my experience is they're just not interested in it. It's not anything they're going to eat or ingest. And so please read the labels, but it is a food source, like for the ants, and they'll take it back to the queen. The queen will digest it. Once the queen is eliminated in the colony, the ants, you know, the guys don't know what to do without the queen.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Let's go to line one. Hey, welcome to the show. What's your question for Mr. Fix-It? Hey, Glenn.
Oh, sorry. I'm going on vacation for a month. I'm going to turn down my boiler temperature. I'm going to turn down my hot water heater. But, Lou, should I turn off my water supply, or will that affect the boiler feed?
So if you have a boiler, you can't turn off the water because the boiler will need water even at a lower temperature. I know things are going to warm up. So I would not turn the water off. I would just have someone come check the place. Because a boiler does have a self-fill, and if stuff drops down, it's going to want to bring more water in to keep everything safe.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Another coming in on the text line, our 29-year-old deck was built without joist hangers, but passed a house inspection. Should we have them installed now after the fact? It's a 16-by-20 deck.
100%. If there's no joist, I mean, it could be that it was you know, screwed through the ribbon joist going all the way around, but they should all, you can retrofit joist hangers in there to put in place, screw them in, don't nail them in, and that way you know it's nice and safe for you and your family.
Another question for you, Lou. Thinking about installing a walk-in tub, any suggestions?
I love the walk-in tub. I will tell you that some of the major brands, it was actually invented in Canada, and so most of the higher-end brands of walk-in tubs are Canadian. Actually, a few years ago, interviewed the company, and it escapes me now what their name is. But all the major manufacturers make them, but if you're doing a search Canadian walk-in tubs, and then you'll see some of the better ones out there, and they're terrific. I mean, they serve a great purpose for people with mobility issues, and you have the best of both worlds. You have a tub, you can walk in, you can stand up and take a shower, depending on what type you purchase, and I think they're awesome.
Some people are turning on their AC. I mean, we hit some of these days where it gets warm in parts of our listening area. It's hit 80, 84 already. Time to change the filters, right?
Yeah, it's time to change the filters. And quite frankly, you know, we did have a really, really cold snap this past winter. And so having your system checked out and make sure that the refrigerant in the system is properly, installed would be my recommendation, because if there's any kind of issue with the refrigerant level inside of an AC, you know, if we get into that hot weather and it really starts working, it could create a huge problem for you, very expensive. And so I'm a big proponent of having your furnaces checked in the fall and your AC checked, you know, in the spring before you start using those things.
With my guys at Mendel Plumbing, who I swear I probably bought 10 new Mercedes for because I had a house that needed so much work, they had a VIP plan where you paid, I don't know, like $300 a year, but they'd come out in the spring, they'd come out in the fall, they'd come out, I think, three times a year. And then if you had a problem, you were at the top of their list, like on the coldest day or the warmest day. That stuff worth it?
Oh, yeah, you know what? A lot of these HVAC companies are going to that, and I really do, you know, when you put the pencil to paper, and if you were going to pay for the normal thing, I mean, there's no question, Lisa, that well-maintained equipment lasts longer. And when something breaks, and it will, to your point about being first in line, you know, all of a sudden, 15, 20 people are calling saying, I have no heat. You know, it's freezing cold outside. Well, now they got a pecking order. You know, I'm not a big fan of the concierge medical world that's happening out there now, but that's kind of what you're getting with HVAC and those service programs. It really can be a good investment.
Great. Always wonderful to talk to you, Lou. Have a good weekend. We'll be listening Saturday morning at 6.
Take care.
That's Lou Manfredini.